Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Let's go out to the guest line right now. Welcome in former NFL linebacker Sean Merriman, and now is doing a great job leading Extreme Lights Out Fighting, and obviously they got a new big deal with ESPN that I was reading about. Sean, appreciate the time as always. How you been?
Doing well, brother. How are you?
Good. So tell me about the news with what you got cooking right now with ESPN. Some big things cooking up.
Yeah. We just announced today a huge partnership with ESPN Latin America. So now, you know, we talked about it over the last, you know, few months or several months I've been on about going global. And now we're global. So we got a big fight this Saturday. We'll be live with ESPN Latin America. And then more big announcements coming soon as well, man. Just can't wait to get that one out.
So, like, where are you guys at with growing this thing? Like, I've talked to you now for the last 2 years. We have you on before all these cards. Where you overseeing everything. Where do you think this is heading to?
You know, look, man, I think the sky's the limit for us, right? Because we have a different approach. You know, obviously the USC is the big dogs in this business, and I think they'll remain the big dogs in this business. But I think that we're just doing something different in offering, you know, these up-and-coming fighters right before they get a chance to go to the UFC. I mean, we sent, you know, I think 5 fighters in the last couple of months to the USC or Dana White Contender Series. You know, that's the record, I believe, you know, for organization coming. And, you know, for us, it's about more distribution. And a partnership with ESPN, you know, at least in Latin America right now, and there's more regions coming up shortly here, is just a step in the right direction. And we just want to create our own lanes, man, and not try to do what everybody else is doing in this business.
You know, when you have something that's a competitor, you never know how other people take it. I know you have a good relationship, though, with Dana White. How do you kind of pick his brain in helping develop your product?
You know, funny enough, anytime I do see Dana, I spend time with him. We rarely talk. we rarely talk fighting. Because I think for me, you know, I've been around this sport for 18 years. And, you know, I got a hell of a team, man. I believe outside of the UFC, I have the best team in this business. And we're just continuing to grow. And, you know, I'm looking around now and I'm walking to the fight Saturday. And it's, you know, 40-plus people in there just running around and getting things done. And we're going to continue to grow. That's just the way it is.
You know, for years, I wasn't a huge UFC fan, and now I'm a massive UFC fan. And Dana said, you got to go, you got to go, you got to see it in person. And I saw it in person. I was even more hooked. Like, when people check out your product, what does your product look like in person?
It's intense, man, because, you know, we don't have the, I think, 15 to 20,000 like, you know, the UFC had, but we're around 2,000 plus. And soon to grow a little bit bigger than that. But our thing is really, you know, having high quality TV production. You know, we got this a bunch of new tech. We're adding chips in the gloves that can measure speed, power, punch, G-force, accuracy with shot tracker. We also have AI advertising that people will get a chance to watch. So it'll be different sponsors on the mat every few fights or so. So we're offering, you know, fans something different, data and metrics, to really get them locked into what we're doing. And we're not trying to go down that same path as some of these other promotions doing, chasing the UFC. That's just not who we are.
Talking to Sean Merriman right now. All right, let's get to some football. You got the Lions and the Cowboys tonight. That game going down in Detroit. Who do you trust more in this one? Because I'm looking at Dallas's offense, the way they're playing right now. I'm kind of leaning on taking the Cowboys tonight.
You know what, man? This might be the first time I ever say this, but I trust in Dak. I really do. And he's playing at a very, very high level. And this is what I want to remind everybody, because remember the big pushback that the fans, everybody else made before the season when they kept Brian Schottenheimer. Brian Schottenheimer was on that staff back when I played with the Chargers. Well, they kept him for this reason. They kept him there because of the way Dak and that offense is facilitating right now. You don't want Dak Prescott, your star quarterback, starting over with another offensive coordinator, another offensive system, and you got to figure it out for another year or two before they get going. They kept Brian Schottenheimer for this reason. I believe they're going to win tonight.
You know, I'll be honest. I do a few Cowboys games on Compass Media Network as their studio host on the radio nationally. When they hired Brian Schottenheimer, I was like, that's really what they're doing? But I've been impressed with this guy. Like, there's something now about coaching where you just got to be a player's coach, but you can't be a doormat. And even sitting down CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, that kind of showed you he's not a doormat. And he gives you just this energy in the locker room. He's a coach that I've been very impressed by, and I could see myself wanting to play for a coach like that.
And they made a great decision, because I think we're in the day and age where everybody's trying to get the coach with name, right? Get a coach with a big name. You know, it's not going too well out there with the Raiders with Pete Carroll, who's one of the best coaches to play, but a big name doesn't always going to equal wins. And they kept who they thought was going to get these guys going and give them an opportunity to get to the next level, and they're doing it. And let me mind you, I mean, Brian Schottenheimer was never a pushover. I've seen him firsthand, you know, in the Chargers locker room, out there on the field. He has never been a pushover, and he's also a player's coach. And you will respect him, or you will sit, like CeeDee Lamb did and other players. But I think that Brian Schottenheimer gave them the best opportunity to get to the next level this year without having to start over or figuring out what's going to happen by flipping a coin.
So 2 years ago, the Eagles were 10-1, and they had problems, and then they only won one game down the stretch. Last year, they had problems. They ended up winning a Super Bowl. This year, they got problems again, and it seems like a lot of it is internally in that locker room. If you were a leader on that Eagles team, what would you be saying? Because they got the talent. The question is it going to be 2 years ago, or is it going to be what happened last year?
You know, it's funny. First of all, the goal is to win football games. And I know Saquon Barkley came out about a month ago, and he said that, hey, a win's a win. A.J. Brown came out and said, no, we got to win, you know, a defined win. We can't go out and just be scooting by some of these teams. I think the Eagles are probably the most scrutinized winning team in NFL history. It's unbelievable, because they go out and get the job done. And they may not get the job done how you think they should get the job done, but they go get the job done.
How about your Chargers? Where are you at with them? Like, there's a lot of injuries this year. Now Herbert, you know, had to get the surgery. We'll see if he's going to play up against the Eagles on Monday. Where is this team heading towards this year?
You know, it's funny. The beginning of the season, the first three or four games of the year, everybody was screaming Super Bowl, yeah. Right? They had all their weapons. Now, again, Rashawn Slater goes down before the season starts. You move Joe Alt over. He goes down for the season. Najee Harris, who's never had a long-term injury before in his life, he goes down for the season. Marion goes down. The other rookie running back goes down. Khalil Mack goes down with that elbow. This team has battled more through injuries. And by the way, not just injuries to regular guys. These are your star players that go down with long-term injuries. So for them to be in a position they are right now to still be fighting for something, it says a lot about that coaching staff. It says a lot about those leaders in that locker room. It says a lot about that organization, man, because most people would have tucked it in. Most people would have tucked it in with the amount of injuries that's happened to them in the past, you know, several weeks.
If you had to pick a Super Bowl prediction right now, one team from the AFC, one team from the NFC, who would it be?
I think this is the first year there is no clear-cut team. There is no clear-cut – in both divisions, there is no clear-cut team. Each and every team can win or lose every single week. You're not saying, you know what, that team is dominant, they can't be beat, or they're going all the way. This is the first time. You know, I like teams like Tampa Bay out of the NFC. That, you know, I like them. That I don't know, you know, what the health status is over there, and I know they got some guys banged up. You know, I like my Chargers still coming out of the AFC, but also too, man, the Colts are another sleeper.
You ever going to say you ever liked the Patriots, or is that just not allowed with what happened all those years?
I do like the Patriots, man. And Drake May, man. First of all, you know, I think they made a hell of a decision at the head coach in bringing him in, and just him bringing that attitude. I think it starts from the top down, but I do like Drake May a lot.
You know, I'm just curious. I know you're a Charger legend. Rodney Harrison is a Charger legend. You guys never played, though, on the same team. And I saw the Hall of Fame stuff comes on out. Roddy's got a chance once again this year. To you, is he like a surefire Hall of Famer? Because I've been a little bit annoyed how long it's taken for Rodney Harrison.
No doubt. No doubt. And look, I don't want to bash the committee. I don't want to bash anybody because it is tough. I mean, you look at the finalists this year, it is a tough decision that they got to make. But some guys that play the game how it's supposed to be played, and they don't come around too often. And Rodney Harrison is definitely one of them. You know, you can scream and shout that he should have been in, but this should be the year he should get in the Hall of Fame.
All righty, Kansas City, what's their future like? Is this just, if they miss the playoffs this year, is it just, hey, you still got Mahomes, it happens, every team maybe has a down year and they'll be fine the next season?
I think they'll be fine. And what happens is, I think we all get spoiled. We all get spoiled when somebody's been winning for so long, they're expected to win. This is still football, and mind you, the conference get better. I mean, Denver is a much better team than they has been in the last couple of years. The Chargers, even though they've been banged up and injured, they're a much better team than they have been in the past. And so you look at Kansas City, it's like, okay, did Kansas City get worse? Or that division just got a lot better. And I just think that everybody's taking too much away from Kansas City and not talking about the other teams in the AFC West.
If you were game planning for Bo Nix, what would kind of your view be of Bo Nix, just wondering?
You got to get him. He's really, you know, he's not going to go out and just wow you every time, but he's a fighter. He's gritty. And that's why Sean Payton liked him so much, because he's a fighter. He's going to go out there and give you everything he got. But you got to lay a helmet on him. You got to hit him and knock his confidence out and make him fight an uphill battle, man. Because when he gets going, he has that motor and he takes advantage of that momentum. So you got to stay in his face.
Last thing I'll ask you, Josh Allen with the Bills and Buffalo right now, it's been up and down. Allen trying to do everything. You got James Cook there too. Outside of that, not much on the offensive side of the ball. Can they get things right, and can this be their year, or does it just seem like, hey, it's just not clicking for Buffalo this season?
No, it definitely can be their year. And I say this, you know, teams like that have about a 4-year window to win one. It's Buffalo's time to cross over that hump and get there. And also, I'm hoping my man Darius Slay, man, I hope he finds his way not to retire from football, stop playing, and go up there in Buffalo, man. They got the best fans in sports. So I'm hoping that Darius Slay changes his mind here over the next week and get his ass up there to Buffalo.
Well, hey, we appreciate it. Make sure you check out Lights Out Extreme Fighting. He is Sean Merriman. Sean, always great to have you on. Thank you.
You got it, bud. Thanks for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.